From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California Senate and Assembly have released substantiated sexual harassment complaints against lawmakers and top staff from the last 12 years. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports it's the legislature's latest response to the hashtag MeToo movement.
The two chambers released a combined 18 claims, which name four current lawmakers and two additional former lawmakers, including an assemblyman who resigned last fall. The sitting lawmakers named in the claims released today are Republican assemblyman and gubernatorial candidate Travis Allen, Democratic Senators Tony Mendoza and Bob Hertzberg, and Democratic Assemblywoman Autumn Burke. The three men were each accused of unwelcome physical conduct or sexual advances, while Burke admitted to participating in an inappropriate workplace conversation. None of the lawmakers named in the complaints received any discipline beyond verbal warnings. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Find the link to the full story from Capitol Public Radio with details about many of the claims and the lawmakers' responses at krcb.org/news. Starting in 2019, Americans will no longer be required to carry health insurance, but Californians might be if a state insurance mandate becomes a reality. Democratic Senator Ed Hernandez, chair of the Senate Health Committee, says he's looking into the idea. He did not provide details about the proposal. Gerald Kaminsky, a health policy expert at UCLA, says it's doable for California.
I think it would be relatively easy for the state to implement because it's done through the income tax, and I think the state could replicate the federal 1095 form.
That's the form asking taxpayers whether they have health insurance. Since the individual mandate took effect, California has cut its numbers of uninsured residents in half. In 2014, roughly 6% of Californians paid a penalty for not having insurance, according to a data collection group called PolicyMap. Enrollment for the covered California insurance marketplace closed January 31st. Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.